It's Natalie Roy.
Oh my goodness, I'm chewing a croissant.
I'm so proud of you. There are pastries in our mouth right now.
We're prepping for Paris.
Paris is so soon. Now, I don't know if our listeners know.
I don't know if they do know.
That we're going to Paris for the month of July.
Kristen and I are going rogue.
Yes, we're going off the map to Paris.
Kristen and I first traveled to Paris together. It was my first time ever in Paris years ago. I think we've talked about this a few times on the podcast. And we fell in love with Paris, and we've had a love affair with the city ever since, and we try to go back as often as we can. And I happened to tell Kristen I was going to spend my summer in Europe this year, and I was like, you should come with me. And she said yes.
Listen, it doesn't take much to get me to Paris. But welcome to the Let's Play the Create podcast. Yay. I'm Kristen Henge.
I'm Natalie.
You're so pretty, Natalie Roy. Your skin is luminescent.
Wow, thank you.
It is. It's very
pretty
beautiful.
Early in the morning.
It's super early. It is 7:39 a.m. on a Sunday morning, and we have gotten together to talk about creativity, spirituality, living our soul's purpose on the planet, all that good stuff.
Chocolate croissant.
Ugh.
And coffee.
And the perfect coffee with a little dash of cinnamon in it.
That's what's happening right now.
Oh.
We believe that every day needs to be like a day in Paris.
And we believe that when you are in your pleasure, then you can be in your power.
Oh.
No deprivation here.
No, no. That's a really big thing that we talk about on this podcast is the way that we deprive ourselves so that we then feel like we earn our good. When we came in deserving of good. The fact that we're here means we've already been invited to the buffet. We don't have to ask permission to eat from it. And that's part of the conditioning that, you know, we're here to talk about changing.
You are worthy, worthy, worthy. And if we can let go of trying to earn our worth, like hustle and try to be deserving, we can actually receive what life is trying to give us.
Yeah. That kind of brings us to today's podcast topic. So Kristen and I were talking about what we wanted to call this podcast. And for some reason, the topic moving furniture came up. So what does that mean? Well, oftentimes I've heard some spiritual teachers talk in a way that I love. They talk about carving out your interior landscape. So almost like you're an interior designer of your own self, your own spirit, your own soul, your own experience, and your own purpose here in this life, in this form. And so many of us, as we've talked on this podcast, spend a lot of time trying to move the furniture on the outside. You know, if I move the furniture of my bank account, if I move the furniture of the partner that I'm with, if I move the furniture of whatever job I'm doing, then we think that somehow that rearranging of life is going to bring us relief or solve a problem, or bring us joy, or bring us happiness. And yet what we do is we continue moving the furniture around and we realize it's not working. I still feel the same. And at the end of the day, it's almost a distraction. Mm-hmm. So what we want to talk about today is what happens when you start moving around the internal furniture. When you start redecorating, repainting the walls on the inside, splashing those new colors up, you know, buying that new armoire for your heart. What happens when you start playing around with your real magical treasure chest that's on the inside?
Oh, that's so perfectly said. It makes me think of how often we get into this game with life. We've talked a lot about transactionalism the last few weeks on our podcast of I'm doing this to get this. There have been many times in my own life where I thought, if I get this thing in my life, then I'll be happy. Like, I remember when I finally got success, when I finally had, like, the doors of what I considered success to be, and I made myself so busy, I started to yearn for the days before I was successful. And I was like, remember when I could just do what I wanted with my day and I could just write poetry? Those were the days. Because all of a sudden I was having to like work so much in this mode of new success. And it just made me stop and laugh and be like, oh, hey, grass is always greener, Kristen. Look at how you just want to create a problem with reality, as opposed to thinking like that it's like that it's the phenomenon that's occurring in life that is the issue, as opposed to, as you said so beautifully, the inner landscape. And all great spiritual teachers talk about how the kingdom of heaven is within. So that the place of joy, of bliss, of abundance, of beauty is an inside place. And when we learn to carve out that space and to redecorate our own soul, then that's when we watch the outer world start to change. And may we not get confused with the order.
Right.
Right. It's always going to be spirit or energy, and then form follows. And it's like the amnesia of being on the planet is we keep confusing those two, and we keep trying to move around the outer furniture when we need to move around the inner.
Yeah. And for those of you that know, we didn't have a podcast last week because Kristen had this rad conversation with Rob Bell, which was our podcast last week. So if you haven't listened to it, you must. It's like, it's such creative soul food. It's just going to make you want to go and make something. And a part of the reason we released that last week was because I had laryngitis. So something that is amazing about my mechanism of my body is that my body doesn't mess around with me. When my body's not happy, it really lets me know loud and clear. So I don't get away with anything. And I used to have a lot of story about that. Why is my body so sensitive? Why can everyone else do this and I can't? And I've realized, you know, as I've gotten into deeper relationship with my body, in a place of non-resentment and non-resistance, is, oh, I'm so lucky that my body communicates with me so clearly so that I can always really get what's going on if I really just listen. So last week I lost my voice, and it's the same thing with me. It's the exact same process. And you may notice this with the process with you, with creation or with when you want something or whatever. Something happens, it's not exactly what you want, but you say, you know what, it's okay, I'm gonna make the best of it. So day one of losing your voice, it's okay, I'll rest, everything's fine, I can move things around, it's not a big deal, I'll move my furniture on the outside around, I'll move my work to later in the week. Day two, you're starting to get a little impatient, starting to get a little annoyed, but you're still drinking the tea, you're still doing all the things, but you're just starting to get into a little why me story, starting to feel a little victimized, life's starting to feel a little unfair, but you're staying the course. You know, look, definitely by tomorrow it's going to be back. So now you start getting an expectation. By the next day, when that expectation is not met and you're still voiceless or the thing still isn't happening, now you're mad. Now you're full of resistance. Now you're angry. Now you want the world to fix it for you. Now you want all the drugs or all the quick remedies or all the easy fixes. Now you want to know why the universe hates you so much. Now you're really in your tantrum. Next day, same situation. But now you feel so sad and so lethargic and so shut down and so hopeless and so alone and so uncared for, and so abandoned by the universe, and so isolated in your pain. And then the next day, you say, there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can do here. I just gotta let it go. I don't like it. Doesn't feel good. I still can't work. I still can't do what I wanna do, but I gotta let it go. Okay, okay, here's my white flag. I wave it. Moments after, it comes back. Now, the process is always that which we go through the dark night of the soul so that we can learn it, but it's always that it comes back when we surrender the resistance. It's always. And I heard this once, why is it that you always find something in the last place you look? Because you found it. And it's the same with surrender. We want to fight to move that furniture around and make it work our way and make it work according to our timeline and make it work the way we say it should work. And it will never start working until we surrender that the way we're trying to make it work actually isn't best for us or it. And there is a way that something can work that is greater than we know, than we can see. And so it's not a punishment that it kind of works this way. It's an opportunity for us to get present and mindful and in alignment and allowing of there's a better way, and I can spend every day of my life moving around this furniture of money, of getting people to like me, of how much is in my bank account, of what job I'm doing, of getting my boss to respect me, and I can muscle my way through my life solving problem after problem and moving form and moving form. But there is an easy, lighter, beautiful, aligned, open way that is just on the other side waiting to get my attention. So when it feels hard and I'm in resistance and it feels sticky and it feels like it's not working, it's the moment of power to turn it over and say, there's a miracle here and all I have to do is allow it.
And it makes me think about that miracle. The gateway into the miracle is always through the portal of love. So mm-hmm. if you're listening to this and you're like, all right, great, move around the inner furniture. Sounds rad. Love to. Get an alignment. Sounds great. How do I do that? How do I clean out my inner landscape? And the first place that I want to go is, let me think of myself the way my source does. Mm. Or if the idea of source feels a little big or airy-fairy, think of there being a loving energy in the world that created you. And think of how this energy thinks of you. Mm. See it how it sees you. Or imagine seeing yourself through the deepest eyes of love you've ever considered. And just take that into your morning like meditation practice. Can you see yourself as beautiful, as powerful, as loved, as safe, as filled with talent, surrounded by opportunities? And can you really sit and allow love, the force of love, to be present with you and to penetrate you before you do anything, before you move, before you take action? I love when Abraham Hicks talks about, well, don't take action until you're in alignment.
Right.
Right? So alignment is, I'm actually just getting aligned with love.
Yes.
I'm getting aligned with how the source of all sees me. I'm getting aligned with actually what moves and grows and creates this universe. I am becoming one with my true power, right? And then as we start to go through our day, we can just start to witness when thoughts come up that are not of love, that might come out of fear of scarcity, not enoughness, judgment of ourselves or judgment of others, and then start to release those thoughts to love. And if we can imagine taking on the eyes of love as we go into the world, we start to see life differently and we start to see others differently. I was thinking about resentment. I have this weird thing when sometimes when I wake up early in the morning, because I'm like you. You and I like a nice, like, 5 a.m.
We love a 5 a.m. wake up.
I feel like my hearing to the spirit world, for lack of a better term, is really clear. Those first moments of waking up.
Yeah.
And what I heard this morning was, anytime we get into resentment of someone else, we have stopped believing that they were doing the best that they could.
Mm.
Right? And asking me to bring in the eyes of, can you actually see all people as truly working from a place of innocence with the best that they know how to do with life? And so I was just kind of laying in bed this morning in a state of, who can I see with the eyes of innocence, which is also the eyes of love?
Mm-hmm.
And I just noticed these things started to clear from me or lift from me. And so as we go through this internal clearing out and redecorating, I think it's important for us to know it's for us. That it's never about for somebody else, even though
yeah.
others will benefit from our alignment. But it's always because when we clean out from the inside, that's when all of life can change for us in a different way.
Absolutely. I love, too, that you brought up how it shows up in relationships, because I think that's the breeding ground for us to get to practice the tools.
Yes.
Our relationship with ourself, mm-hmm. our relationship with what we consider the universe or the source of love, and our relationship with each other. These are the places where we see how it's all going. You know, it's like how I felt like losing my voice was such an opportunity for me to be still and really have to listen in a new way. And something that happened is, you know, for example, I'd have to make a phone call and someone would say, well, I'll make that phone call for you. And it was interesting how I would feel someone else expressing themselves or on my behalf actually did nothing for my alignment, did nothing for my expression. We think if something on the outside does something for us, if a person does something for us, if a person loves us, if a person shows us their love, if a person gives us a job or gives us money, we think that's going to make us feel better. That person using their voice on my behalf did not make me have a voice. It changed nothing. So it's the opportunity to say, let me not put my power in the relationship that I'm in. And let me not put my power in that furniture that's outside of myself, because it may do everything I want it to. And I may still find myself not satisfied. I love that Danielle Laporte says, you can't have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And when you were talking about just getting in alignment with love, it really makes me think so many of us will say, well, it'll be easy to be in alignment with love once this, mm-hmm. you know, like once I book that job, mm-hmm. once my kids are okay, once my sickness is better. Well, yeah, absolutely. I'll be grateful and I'll be flourishing and I'll be happy. But it's actually impossible, because if you are not in alignment with it before it shows up, it will show up and it won't make you feel better. You will not even have relief. You'll just move on to the next want. You'll move on to the next desire. You'll move on to the next piece of furniture to move, and you will have missed the entire miracle.
Oh, it makes me think of this quote that Elizabeth Gilbert put up. I'm sure you saw it. It was on our Instagram, and it was so juicy, and it was about how, as artists, we want conditions to be perfect before we can create.
Mm.
Let's see. Come on, Liz. Help me out.
We love her so much.
Let's see. Let's see if it comes up. And if it doesn't, because I coach so many artists, especially writers,
mm-hmm.
who want, once I have time in my schedule to write,
right.
Once my kids are off to school, once I don't have to work this crappy day job anymore, then I'm really going to get to be creative. And that time period never comes.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I just recorded this video series where I put my teaching on, and one of the stories that I share is my whole process of writing that I teach came from a time in my life in my late 20s where I always thought, well, the reason I don't get to write as much as I want is because I have to work these day jobs and I'm da 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 blah 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 blah. And I got a period in my life where I didn't have to work a like quote unquote day job, and then I couldn't write.
Right.
And I was like, oh, thank you, Spirit, for showing me the resistance is inside of me.
Right.
So it's not about conditions changing. It's about me changing. Oh, okay. So I like to think, Michael Beckwith talks all the time about how love, peace, abundance, success, prosperity, beauty, health are qualities that are inside us. Or how Elizabeth Gilbert says, the universe hides jewels, treasures inside of us,
mm-hmm.
to see if we can find them. So those qualities exist in us. And what is the biggest fulfillment in the world is when you discover that quality in yourself and then you bring that to the world. So you discover generosity within you and you bring it forth. You discover prosperity in you as a quality and you bring that forward. So it's not about other people giving you money. It's you realizing, oh, there is a place inside of me where prosperity lives. There is a place inside of me where creativity lives. There is a place inside of me where success lives, and no one can take that from me. Right. And I bring the success to where I go.
And that's where we get really transactional with life and our relationships. People will say, why is it that a relationship feels so good and juicy at the beginning? And I forget which spiritual teacher was describing it, but they said, because you met that person and you fell so in love with yourself that you wanted to show them how much love you were.
Oh.
Does that make sense? It actually has nothing to do with them. But you're using them to feel good. And I love Abraham Hicks said something this morning when I was listening that says, whatever you give credit for your alignment, you will then blame for your lack of alignment.
Yes.
So how many of us in a relationship, say with a romantic partner or a child, will say, when you act like this, I feel in alignment, right? And I'm going to give you the credit for that. Like, you get to be the one who gives me that gift. Isn't that great? But then what happens is then when you don't feel in alignment, you have someone to blame. And so it's a tactic. You're not actually saying to them, thank you so much for making me feel good. What you're saying to them is, I'm going to pretend that you're the thing that makes me feel good, so when I don't feel good, I can blame you for it.
Oh, snap, sister. Yes. Actually, so what happens is we were in loving energy, and then at some point, we decided to use...
We left the building.
We left the building and decided to use judgment instead.
That's right.
Judgment,
and make it their
criticism,
fault.
And then blame them for
That's
it.
That's right. And we do it with creativity. We do it with money.
We do it with all the things.
You're supposed to make me feel better. You're supposed to be with me. You're supposed to be easy for me. And when you're not, I will make you the problem. Instead of saying, my alignment is my only job here.
Yes, there it is.
Right? I didn't lose my voice because, well, I'm doing this 3-month mastery program, and one of the modules that we're talking about are these life traps that play out in our life, these things that we have. It's from cognitive therapy, these stories that continue, these conditionings that continue to play out. And I have a life trap that is, I don't want to face the rules. I don't want to face reality. I want to push harder. I want to do more. I want to achieve. So the reason I lost my voice was because I felt my body saying, Natalie, stop. Natalie, enough. And I said, those rules don't apply to me. I'm doing what I want. And then I get the sweet thing of having a weak voiceless where I got to blame the universe for that. Right? And so every time we say alignment is my responsibility, and when I decide to get out of alignment, it is also my responsibility to say I have no one. No one is responsible for that but me. And when I know that and when I claim that, then I can start to be in a relationship with alignment that is 100% in my hands and has nothing to do with ever moving a piece of furniture.
That's exactly right. Here's the Elizabeth Gilbert quote. So this is from a novel called Daisy Jones and the Six by Taylor Jenkins Reid. And here's the sentence I'm coming in on. Let me take this opportunity to be clear about one thing. I never slept with David Bowie. At least, I'm pretty sure I didn't. I said, I am an artist, so you either let me record the album I want or I'm not showing up, ever. Teddy said, Daisy, someone who insists on the perfect conditions to make art isn't an artist. They're an asshole. Isn't that great? So where do we insist on the perfect conditions to call ourselves successful, to allow ourselves to be in love, to allow ourselves to be happy?
To bestow love onto someone else.
Exactly.
If the conditions are right, I'll give you my love.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't do what I want, I won't.
There it is. as opposed to saying, listen, I'm not looking at the outer house or how it's decorated because I'm too busy interior designing my own interior.
Mm-hmm.
That my job every day when I wake up is to see the world through the eyes of love, to see myself through the eyes of love, and to see others that way, right? May I be so interested on that gaze and on creating that connection with my higher power that I don't have time for anything else.
Right. I often remember you saying something to me once. I think we were having a conversation about when do you know is it the right time to stay or go in a relationship? And I think you said something along the lines, or at least this is what I heard. It was something about, well, I'm just going to stay until my side of the street is totally cleaned up. And I was like, oh, because that work is like never done. You know what I mean? Like, it's so easy how I can very quickly say, oh, that person's not doing this, or I don't like this, or that. And every time my mind wants to go to that outer furniture and say, if only that was different, if only that moved around, everything would be fine. The opportunity is to say, ooh, what am I avoiding looking at in me? Ooh, I'm trying to distract myself by thinking it's what that person is doing. Mm-hmm. Ooh, what am I trying to avoid here? Ooh, what do I not want to look at here? Oh, there's some interior cleanup that could be happening right now, and I don't want to look at it. That's interesting. I wonder what it is. I wonder what it's pointing to.
It makes me think about our interior gifts. Often artists will complain that the world is not recognizing them. You're not getting what you want from life. But when we really think about what are the gifts I have been given and how am I using those gifts to serve the world? Are we so focused on how we haven't been getting what we want from life that we're not using all of our gifts? That we haven't been taking everything about us that we have been given and find a way to make it of service in the world? And that could be, I'm really good at making people laugh. Mm-hmm. I'm going to find a way to make people laugh all day long today, or I'm going to find a way to use my gift for laughter and bring it into the world, or whatever those things are. When we find ourselves consciously activating our gifts where we are, then everything begins to change. So I had an experience recently, you know, of losing a job that I was really excited about. And I heard Spirit say to me so clearly, girl, I've given you other babies, right? Why are you bestowing that one with success? Mm. Success is in you. You have so many things that I've given you to nurture and raise. You bring your God-given success to the things I've already given you.
Yeah.
Right?
To every moment.
To every moment.
To every coffee, to every conversation.
Exactly. As opposed to thinking it's anywhere else.
It's almost like we invite life into the beautiful space that we have created, mm-hmm. instead of demanding that life be a space that we like.
That's true. I want to talk about the subway ride.
I cannot wait.
Well, I have this really interesting thing just when we talk about alignment. I'm really good at getting into alignment in the morning, right? Mm-hmm. I wake up, I put on French music, I light candles, I do my morning practice, I look in the mirror and I tell myself I'm beautiful, I check out my butt, I do all the things that make me feel good. Mm-hmm. There's probably a workout, so then I'm feeling all the fun feelings of the workout, I listen to some Abraham Hicks as I do my makeup. Like, I'm feeling high flying. I'm using all my fun tools. Sometimes I listen to Michael Beck with rap, his talks. And I'm like singing.
Jazzed.
Yes. As I walk down the street, noticing the light in the trees and the flowers. And then I get on the subway and maybe I'm listening to a fun podcast or music, or maybe it's silent and I'm just loving everybody's faces and saying silent blessings as I go to rehearsal. Now, what's interesting is the subway ride home after rehearsal. Now it's 6 o'clock. Now I'm tired. Now I've had a whole long day. Now there's been all the things to like deal with in the course of a day. And when I come home, that C train always takes a long time.
You know, I could hear it in your voice yesterday.
Oh, I was so over the C train.
Kristen is never, I mean, really, you're never in a bad mood. And I could hear the babiest edge of the C train.
And I was just laughing of like, I was literally thinking this yesterday, taking the C train home. I leave alignment in the afternoon subway ride home. Mm. Like all of a sudden, people bug me. They're in my space. Uh-huh. The train's taking forever. My feet hurt. I've been wearing heels all day long. The outfit that was once cute, now doesn't feel cute. I feel like my eyeliner is running down my face. Now watch, I'm reacting to form. I'm looking at the outer world and creating my interior based on it.
Yes.
So because of all these things, right, I have left the space of love.
Yes.
So little game I'm going to just do with myself is what spring cleaning needs to occur inside Kristen for there to be a different ride home.
Right.
Right? How can I vibrationally change that landscape?
It almost makes me think of like, you know, when you put on a mood ring and then it changes color to tell you how you're feeling, that's actually what form is doing. We put on the mood ring of form, which is we get on the train or the person yells at us or the outfit doesn't feel good. And all it does is take our temperature. All it does is show us what's actually happening on the inside.
Ooh.
It shows us what our mood is. So the job is not, well, if I manipulate this mood ring and make it a mood rock or make it a mood microphone or make it a mood cup, then I'll feel better. It's like its job is to show you that your mood, your interior landscape, your alignment, your allowing, or your lack thereof is the thing that wants to be changed.
Well, it's so interesting. As you say that, I have a revelation of, oh, so what's going on in the morning is I've just woken up, right? We know after we wake up, we're in a kind of clear space. There's the meditation. There's more clear space. There's all these methods that I've used to like reinforce what I know to be true. But as the day progresses, I start to think untrue thoughts.
Mm.
That's really why the end of the day is out of alignment, because they bubble up.
Mm.
And they bubble up because they want me to see them. They're bubbling up because they're like, here's an untrue thought. Here's an untrue thought.
And they bubble up because we live in a world of form.
Yeah.
And we live in a world of different culture, different opinions, different politics. It's bubbling up all around us. And most of it isn't ours. But, you know, we're in the presence of it. And so we're getting a little bit of it on us as the day goes on.
And it gives us the opportunity to reclaim those untrue thoughts that might be operating inside of us or that we may be believing.
Yeah, it's just taking our mood.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing to do isn't get mad at the ring, get mad at what's being revealed, move things around on the outside. It's to say, what has this revealed in me and what do I get to do about it? What do I get to do about it? And another thing that Abraham Hicks said this morning that I just loved is the better you feel, the better it gets. And the better it gets, the better you feel.
Mm-hmm.
And if that became the game that I'm playing, that every time I move around my interior landscape furniture, I should feel better. And then as I feel better, it gets better and bigger. And then as it gets better and bigger, I feel better. Then that's a game where I will no longer feel so transactional with life, because it'll be harder to knock me off my vibration.
Ooh. And so can we play that as the day goes along, looking for those positive aspects that we can appreciate inside ourselves, inside of others, inside of the moment? I had something kind of magical happen to me last night. We were going to podcast, and you were feeling a little tired, so you're like, So like, Kristen, let's do it in the morning. I'm like, awesome, fantastic. And I was like, I think I'm going to take myself for a little Parisian meal. I'm going to take my book. I'm going to find a little place to sit. And as I went downstairs, I was looking, I was like, because I was coming home from the C train, feeling a little out of alignment. And I was like, well, I just need to make it romantic for myself. Yeah. I need to romance myself. And I was looking forward to romance with you because I knew that you and I would have a romantic night.
Yes.
And then like, well, that was going to feel great. But I was like, okay, so now how do I romance myself? So I take myself downstairs and I notice that there's also a girl with a book. At the Italian restaurant on the corner. So I'm like, oh, well, there's an empty space there. Then I'll go sit. And as I go and sit down with my little book to read and to order, she turns and this girl goes, Kristen? And it's a girl who I've seen in the neighborhood before who has overheard me talking a few times and is always like, can I just know you, right? And has reached out to me on Facebook, knows one of the members in our Create community, had heard about Maddie's show. Anyway, so she turns to me and I'm like, come over. So she comes over and we start talking. And of course she starts going, there's a show I'm supposed to write and I'm totally blocked. I'm like, well, you know, this is what I do on the planet. We end up having like the most beautiful conversation about source, about soul's purpose. It was just the deepest, most beautiful sharing on a summer night. And there was the space where I think real healing for both of us in the conversation transpired. And what was so interesting was it happened from a place of, how do I give myself what I need? Like, what do I need right now? I just need a little romance. And I could, knowing that I could romance myself anyway, I could sit on a park bench and romance myself. Yes. But can I take myself into that feeling tone, that alignment of, may I love myself the way Source does? And then from that place, there was this incredible gift. And she said, it's so crazy that I'm here. She's like, I never came here. I never come here to this restaurant. And she's like, and something told me, go all the way down to 83rd Street. Isn't that hilarious?
Of course.
Of course.
So that's actually the fun thing. When we stop moving the furniture, we get to see what furniture gets moved towards us.
Oh, snaps, girlfriend.
So keep on carving out that space. See if you can spend time this week seeing everything that shows up in your life as information that's just revealing to you what on the inside wants to be shifted. So that you can make the only game that you're interested in playing is, am I in alignment? Am I in alignment now? And how good can I make it feel?
Ooh, I just want to put my hands up into the air just to allow my body to feel good and to allow those good feelings in. Yes, come life, come sunlight, come excitement for this day. Anticipation of all the gifts that are to be given. What furniture is going to get moved in our direction?
What paint do we get to splash on a wall today?
I think it's pink.
Probably.
There might be some rhinestones involved.
You know, it's the grass is greener where you throw the paint.
Ooh. I'm going to think about that one.
Yeah. Throw some paint on the grass. So it'll get greener or bluer.
Or pink.
Or yellow. Or pink.
Or rainbow
it's
color.
It's up to you. You don't have to limit yourself to just green. It can be whatever you want. But it's really just about, let me not blame life. Let me not blame form. Let me not blame people for a lack of alignment. That is my job, my gift, and my opportunity.
I get to bring it. Before we sign off, we should talk about a couple things.
I can't wait to.
On our website.
We have things on our website. If you have not gone to our website, it's thecreateseries.com. We have this new fun thing called Create Happy Hour.
I know.
So Create Happy Hour is basically an online Create class with Kristen and I. We give you an hour-long lecture. We give you exercises, tools, meditations. We take you through this really cool cool curriculum of something that we're learning right now. And we have one video up there now. So if you want to check that out, it's only $20 and it's really cool. And we actually do the exercise with you. So you get to learn a lot about us.
That's right. And I have a new offering on there. I have my writing course in 3 videos. So if there's something that is on your heart, you're like, I need to write it. It's so tough for me to get it out on the page. These videos are to get you in alignment with your creative source so that that project can flow through you into the world.
And I am not a writer, and Kristen's gone through this process with me, and I've created a couple of shorts and it's been really powerful. So even if you don't think that's your jam, sometimes creating something in that way can open you up in ways that you had no idea. So I highly recommend checking out those videos, because that's an easy way for you to do it on your own, in your own time, in your own bedroom, in your own living room, you know, according to your kids' schedules or whatever. It's like a really easy way to access a lot of information that can really unlock you both physically and mentally and spiritually.
And then you have a life-changing course that you have been doing.
It actually is kind of life-changing. So I started this 3-month course where I'm working with a very small group of people for 3 months, and they get daily access to me. Like, I am your daily coach, and we are in the trenches of life doing these tools on the daily. And we're only in week 3. And I mean, it could literally make me cry. Some of the breakthroughs and transformations that have already happened, people are like, I could stop the course now. Like, it's actually been incredible. If you imagine the value you get from listening to a podcast once a week or going to therapy once a week, imagining the value of having a daily moment by moment support, someone who's seeing you as your highest and best and taking you through the tough stuff, the light stuff, everything in between. And so I wrote this manual called Activated Living, and how to activate your experience in your life and take your life and yourself to the next level. And like I said, we're in week 3 of this course, and it's already been so hugely transformational. And I had such a big wait list for the first class that I'm going to open a second class. So starting in September, I'm going to do my next 3-month class. So if you're revving up that you want next year to feel and look different than this year, this could be a really great end of the year opportunity for you to spend 3 months and really go deep into some of the stuff that maybe has been holding you back or that just doesn't fit you anymore. So I invite you to come check out, you can check out natalieroy.com for more information on that, or you can send me an email.
Oh, lives are changing all over the place.
Why not?
We're all becoming the best version of ourselves. enjoy your day. Enjoy your week. Enjoy being yourself on the planet.
Enjoy moving that furniture.
Thank you so much for listening. We love to feel like we have friends all over the world in you who are committed to doing their dream on the planet.
And if you like this podcast and you want to find out more about what we're doing or who we are, our pop-up classes, our online classes, you can check all of that out at thecreateseries.com.
And if you want to be part of our Facebook community, you can go to the Create Community page. That's C.R.E.A.T.E. Community.
And if you loved this podcast, why not share it with a friend?